Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, party people?
Hey.
Yo, happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Good morning, everybody. Katie, I have to ask you, have you washed your hair since Saturday night?
No. What do you mean? It's because my hair still looks like this?
Well,
your
hair looks exactly like it did on Saturday night.
It does. Well,
which is good.
I did.
Looks good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's not a bad. It's a compliment. I like this. It's like a 70s fluff look to it. It's very Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
I really like it on you.
Oh, thank you.
It looks very attractive,
I will
say.
Yeah, it took me all day Saturday to do it, so you bet your butt I'm going to be wearing this. Well, I'll actually probably wash my hair tonight, because that's usually how it works. Like, you use it for... We have dry shampoo.
I was going to say,
and
how does
stuff.
It look still well, so also, good if you haven't showered?
Thank you.
And you sleep on it.
Well, it's not good to wash your hair, especially as a woman, every day.
Thank you, Josh.
Look at Josh hair.
Oh, you're not,
I know.
My mom, shout out mom, she was a hairdresser, or is a hairdresser, so...
Yeah.
Josh's mom hasn't washed her hair since 86.
87, yeah.
It does. Definitely, when you have to do all of this to your, because I had to straighten my hair and then curl it, which took probably about 2.5 hours to do.
Ugh.
So once you do that, you don't want to wash your hair right away, because then it's starting over. Then if I want it to look like this, I have to then straighten it and curl it all over again. But when I
it
sleep, thank you, I have to put it up in a like on top of my head in
like
a
little
bun thing,
a little bun,
so it holds the curls. And then the next morning, I have to get up and recurl it. That's also why
gotcha.
I was a little late this morning, is I'm not used to that.
Yeah, Katie did come wandering in about 15 minutes late this morning, and I was like, wow, you win one major award, and you're like, wow, I can just come in whenever I want, I guess. So
I was actually in the bathroom cleaning up the coffee.
And her pants were all wet.
Yes. I know, yeah.
Her pants were soaked, so I was like, why are you so late?
Oh,
did you have
God.
Somebody stay over last
yeah.
night?
No, that's Josh. That's not me.
I was asleep by 8:30 last night.
Well, you look good. It looks great.
Thank you.
I will say, speaking of the award ceremony on Saturday night, what is, Josh, maybe you can explain this to me. And Nick Nack was trying to get me to wear short socks before we left for the event. What is up with guys right now and the wicked short socks? I am so not on board.
Are we talking about when we're specifically dressed up?
It seems like at all times now.
It's the no-show.
All the guys have these no-show socks.
What do you want, mid-calf?
I was old school with my suit. I had my socks that went up, you know, mid-calf.
Okay,
they were like a dress sock.
Yeah, if we're talking specific suit, it's become popularized that men show their ankles.
I hate
and
it.
I don't like that.
I hate it.
I am with you 100% on
well,
that.
Well, I saw
I
your ankles
like
today.
It.
Like, you've got shorty shorts socks on today.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing a suit. You should wear ankle socks with some shoes so you're not showing your white socks.
I can't
to
do
your
it.
Jeans.
I like my white socks and jeans.
Well, that's not a good look. See, that has changed. But with
I can't get on board.
Specific suit. No, like this. Like, you should, see your ankles through your shoes and jeans.
I mean, mine are fairly short today. Let me see.
You have the.
Well, I guess mine are kind of low today.
Those are low. Well,
they're pretty low.
Those are low. You're seeing your ankles.
Well, they slid down into my shoe.
Oh, have they?
They usually go up and over my ankle.
No, those are so. Yeah, I don't know when that became popularized, but in high school especially, everybody was wearing the mid-calf socks. So that was about 10 years ago for
me.
But now it's completely flipped, and they're like, don't show your socks, show your ankles.
It's so weird.
But with suits, sock game is so important for your suits.
I wore my Garfield socks with my suit. Like, they had Garfield faces
over them. I think it totally completes the outfit, and you can wear silly socks, you can wear matching socks, whatever you want.
This short sock trend is... She was trying to explain it to me. She's like, all the guys at work are doing it, and she pulled up a video from Love is Blind. And they were doing some sort of thing on Love is Blind, one of those panel things. And all the guys were there in their suits, and they all were having cross legs, and you could see all their ankles.
Were they all wearing, like loafers type shoes?
Yes, it was like loafers and low in ankle socks.
It's
ankle socks. And I hate it.
I don't like that at all.
Katie, do you like that? Do you like seeing the ankle on guys?
I do with, like, if someone's riding a crotch rocket and has ankle socks, that's a moment
that's
for me.
It's a very
right
specific
there.
Niche.
I
very
love
specific
kink.
And not safe. What if you were to happen to tip that thing over, you would
know.
Scrape up
your ankles.
Ankle.
Will fall
I don't
off.
Think that far ahead. I just think it is very, very sexy.
That is oddly specific.
Oh, it's so. I just love it. I'm a big fan of that.
Woo,
but when it
ankles!
Comes when it comes to suits, I think you're right. Like, you have to have the tall socks. I don't think it would look right to see your ankles if you're wearing dress pants. Like,
it's huge. It's huge in the hockey community. Like, they do not wear socks when they because they all have to wear suits as they walk into the games. And I don't know what happened because it's cold at ice rinks. I don't know. Newsflash, cold at ice rinks, but they like the chilly ankles.
The other time it looks so ridiculous is we were at a little get together a couple weekends ago, and there was a guy there, and it was a shoes off house where you come in, you take your shoes off. And he had those socks on, and they were cut so low. I mean, they were barely hooking his heel. And he was in shorts, too, and he was walking around the house in those, and it just looked
like he slid
a condom over his foot or something. It just looked so stupid, and I couldn't take my eyes off him the whole night. I was like, why does he have those goofy socks on?
You know what's funny is I changed into shorts yesterday to go do a little run thing, but, like, I went straight to the mid-calves with those shorts. Like, with shorts specifically.
That. Me too.
I don't like wearing the ankle. I got skinny legs anyway. It's a genetic thing. I cannot build, like, calf muscles for the life of me. And so I don't like the stick straight legs with ankle socks. It doesn't look good.
See, and for me, like, when I go for a run in my shorts, I have to have ankle socks on. Like, must have.
Yeah, but I think that is different.
It's
I think it is different for men
thing,
and women.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And different generations, too, because I know, like, Zoe's, kids, friends and everything, they've got the calf socks on. They've got the mid-calf
socks. The girls wear the
mid-calves,
too?
Oh, yeah, all the way up with the slides.
Which is a good look.
Yeah.
It is.
Not with the slides. But.
No, with the slides.
It's a good look.
Like,
I like it.
It's way different than
a girl in Nike
wear.
Socks is attractive. That's cute. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
All right.
Sometimes I do go to the gym, though, with those ones pulled up, like, almost to my knees.
You really?
With my white tennis
really?
Shoes.
Why?
Oh, gosh.
Just because
I'm taking, kids. I'm taking.
Know, right?
It's just one of those things where it looks so ridiculous, and I just don't care.
Yeah, but
and
like,
I just like the way it feels on my calves.
You want him to keep an eye on you in case you fall, too.
I was going to say, like, watch out, might break a hip today.
Most of the time, Nicole's like, I'm not going to the gym with you not a chance.
You can go
can't
by yourself.
Imagine why.
No, I hike him up. If I could get him up to my, like, groin level, I would do it.
She knows
like
that
pantyhose.
You will not be hit on, so she's not worried about it. She's like,
care.
You can go by yourself.
Whatever, yeah. Dort. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, there's some thoughts on socks this morning with JKJ.
Sock talk.